my very favorite Mel Brooks moments are your big production numbers, your Broadway showstoppers with big choruses for grim and totally inappropriate subjects like Springtime for Hitler and the Producers, or The Inquisition, What a Show, and History of the World, Part 1. Did you want to be on Broadway for real when you were growing up, or did you want to be a song and dance man?
To be perfectly frank, yes. The answer to all those questions is yes, yes. I wanted more than anything. I wanted to sing and dance and jump up and down on Broadway and even more than that on the big silver screen. And my heroes when I was young were, of course, Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly. And I loved all those great old black and white musicals like The Gay Divorcee and Top Hat and the color movies with... And that MGM made with Gene Kelly, you know, and fantastic. I loved Singing in the Rain. I mean, who doesn't love a great musical? And in all of my movies, whether it's proper or not, I squeeze in a number, you know?
So when you were growing up and you really wanted to be on Broadway or to be a song and dance man, how far did you get with that? Or how far did you think you could get singing and dancing? Did you have...
Oh, I did it. But I did it in the sour cream factories of the Borscht Belt and the Catskills, just outside of New York. There were these resort hotels. And you started by just tending the rowboats or being a busboy, and you prayed to end up on stage, you know, in a variety show on Saturday night. And I became a drummer, and I got onto the stage because the comic got sick. So the boss, Pincus Cohen... Redundant name. He didn't need both Pincus and Cohen. One would have been, it would have covered, it would have been covered. Said, used to call me Melbum, M-E-L-B-M-N-N-N-N. He'd say, Melbum, the comic is sick and we know you're cute and funny, so jump on the stage and amuse the guests. So that night I went on the stage and I never went back to the drums.
What'd you do that night?
Well, that night I did a different, it's a good question, Terry. I like you, Terry Gross. This is going to be a great show because I like you and I like me. So when I listen to this, I'm going to be in heaven, you know. What did I do? That night I did a different kind of comedy because there was a maid who was locked in the closet that day. She had somehow locked herself in a broom closet, in a storeroom closet, and she couldn't get out. And she was pounding on the door and screaming in Yiddish, "Lass mir raus! Lass mir raus!" and screaming. And finally somebody heard her, opened the door, and let her out. So they let Sophie out, and she had a little attack of tears and nerves, and then went back to taking care of the rooms. So and everybody at the place knew it. It was like a scandal. Poor Sophie. Ay, ay, ay. So when the first thing I did that night, I said, "Good evening, ladies and Jews." You know, I did my part. And I said, "Lass mir raus!" I just screamed, and the place went, it was pandemonium, you know, because they knew about it. And I decided to do like real comedy, people's comedy, or comedy that everybody knew instead of making up, quote, jokes. And I've been doing that kind of comedy ever since.
I want to get back to your big lavish production numbers like Springtime for Hitler. What possessed you the first time you did one of those? Like Springtime for Hitler, for instance. It's such a wonderful and really funny number, and I'm sure a lot of people thought it was just in horrible taste.
It was in horrible taste. It was in execrable taste. I'm ashamed of it to this day, but I do like that juxtaposition of those two textures, you know? But let me tell you, the song itself, composed, but nobody knows I wrote the music as well as made up those words. So I wrote the words and the music to Springtime for Hitler. The song is beautiful. People listen to it even today, and they don't know it's Springtime for Hitler. They listen to the orchestration, or they listen to the non-vocal version of it in many cities. I was just in Chicago. There is an elevator playing Springtime for Hitler.
Really?
And there are people going up and down, but it just goes da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da. They don't know it's Springtime for Hitler and Germany. They don't know that. They just hear the music and they sway till they get to the 22nd floor, you know. And it's amazing. And so the melody is almost like a Richard Rodgers melody. And that's why when you